Torjoy, New Frameworks for American Art opens October 4 as part of the museum's 200th anniversary. The reinstallation experiments boldly with representation and furthers the museum's commitment to creating a more inclusive history of art. On October 4, 2024, the Brooklyn Museum will debut Torjoy, New Frameworks for American Art, a transformative reinstallation of its American Art Galleries and a highlight of the institution's 200th anniversary programming this fall. This collection display will bring together over 400 extraordinary artworks spanning 2,000 years, including more than 120 never-before-exhibited works. As part of the museum's trailblazing reinterpretation of its historic collections, Torjoy will foreground Black feminist approaches to inclusive space-making and institutional critique and captivate audiences with fresh experiences with art and material culture from across the Western Hemisphere. The installation is curated by Stephanie Sparling Williams, Andrew W. Mellon Curator of American Art, alongside a team of 7 curators across the Departments of American Art, Arts of the Americas, and Decorative Arts and Design. When we began thinking about the Brooklyn Museum's American Art Collection in the context of today's world, we knew we needed to shake off tradition and explore alternative ways of seeing and understanding our rich holdings, says Sparling Williams. As an art museum, the Brooklyn Museum is a site for celebrating beauty. But what does one do when beautiful artworks are entangled in ugly and often violent histories? By prioritizing care for our audiences and the artworks and joy, this presentation works to radically shift how we collectively navigate and engage within these historic spaces. The collection will be installed across 8 galleries on the museum's 5th floor, each dedicated to a unique curatorial framework that brings together art spanning time, culture, and media from across North, Central, and South America. The experience will begin in the elevator lobby, where Jana and Kiana Handy of Brooklyn's own BLK MKT Vintage have been tapped for the interior design. Inspired by 19th and 20th century Black American spirituals, the first framework, Trouble the Water, will explore the links between water and notions of freedom, life, and spirituality. On view will be works by Andrea Chung, born 1978, Algier Corte 1916-2015, Deng Mingdeo, born 1954, Martin Johnson Heed 1819-1904, Winslow Homer 1836-1910, Courtney M. Leonard, born 1980, and Thomas Moran 1837-1926. Sound recordings of Niagara Falls will accompany Louis Remy Mignot's 1831-1870 iconic painting Niagara 1866. Rooted in African diasporic and indigenous ways of seeing and being, the next framework, Radical Care, explores modes of curatorial care for artworks, belongings, and people. The museum's iconic painting of Mount Rosalie by Albert Bierstadt 1830-1902 will be installed in this gallery, alongside the Haudenosaunee Thanksgiving Address and art by Grafton Tyler Brown 1841-1918, Beverly Buchanan 1940-2015, Hayden Haynes born 1983 and Samantha Jacobs born 1983, Lily Martin Spencer 1822-1902, and Kyura Obata 1885-1975. At the heart of this gallery is the American Art Study. Part library, part laboratory, the study is a space to examine how these concepts animate the objects and histories of the Americas. By reframing the collection within different histories and traditions than is typical in museums, the study reorients and shows our curatorial work, says Sparling Williams. Through this space, we place the ongoing project of learning and unlearning at the center of the conversation, as we aim to link this work with larger political struggles for more just futures. Meditating on the Black vernacular adage to give someone their flowers to honor and appreciate them, the framework to give flowers highlights trailblazers who have charted oft-overlooked paths of creative expression, including Lois Mailhot Jones 1905-1998, whose early 20th century floral patterned wallpaper adorns the gallery's walls. Artworks include American paintings and decorative arts from the 18th through 21st centuries, as well as indigenous American pottery and beadwork. The interpretation for this framework was developed in partnership with staff from the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. Counterparts was inspired by the 1965 exhibition First Group showing, Works in Black and White, mounted by the Black Arts Collective Spiral, and by the Black and White Show, curated by Black feminist conceptual artist Lorraine O'Grady in 1983. By presenting only works with a black and or white palette, the framework brings together objects and belongings typically segregated by time, culture, and medium. Wide-ranging pieces by over 80 artists, including Joseph Albers 1888-1976, Chakaya Booker born 1952, Emil Fuchs 1866-1929, Malvina Hoffman 1885-1966, Martin Lewis 1881-1962, Hiram Powers 1805-1873, Fritz Skolder 1937-2005, Merton Simpson 1928-2013, and Sandra Victorino born 1956 will be displayed to dramatic effect. In a time of heightened visibility and contentious control for human bodies, surface tension celebrates the nude figure. The framework will revisit and complicate historical themes surrounding the nude in European-American visual culture through the lenses of cultural difference, sex work, and sex and body positivity. On view will be a wide range of works on paper, sculpture, paintings, and photography by Laura Aguilar 1959-2018, William James Glackens 1870-1938, Sasha Gordon born 1998, Eastman Johnson 1824-1906, John Cook 1909-1978, Senga Ngudi born 1943, Sarah Paxton Ball Dodson 1847-1906, and Beatrice Wood 1893-1998. Through an in-gallery kiosk, visitors can sketch a nearby artwork or a friend striking a pose, participating in the long-standing traditions of modeling and sketching. Several seats inspired by the Black and Latinx drag ball expression have several seats will feature historical seated portraits hung below the sightline, critiquing traditional narratives that privilege white, wealthy individuals. New York City-based drag and ballroom artists were invited to read, or spill the tea, on these paintings in the form of artwork labels. The portraits include works by Cecilia Bose 1855-1942, Miguel Cabrera 1695-1768, William Merritt Chase 1849-1916, Joshua Johnson CA 1763, after 1825, and Charles Wilson Peale 1741-1827. Other highlights designed to inspire wonder and encourage playful engagement include a striking wall of chairs selected from the museum's decorative arts collection, a fashion runway, and refurbished New York City park bench seating. With their long history as resting places and makeshift homes, these park benches underscore the gallery's exploration of inclusion and exclusion, revealing the hierarchies and power dynamics embedded in public spaces. A Quiet Place explores how diverse American artists have sought quietude through their art, and the gallery itself is designed for reflection and rest. Audiences will have the opportunity to gaze into a dazzling Alma W. Thomas 1891-1978 painting while being guided through a series of rest and liberation-centered affirmations in an audio spotlight by Tricia Hersey born 1974, to sit atop a luminous, richly colored rug. Designed in the early 20th century by Anna Russell Jones 1902-1995 and reproduced for this context. Other artworks include a 19th century Okati Sikowing cradle board, a G.S. Bend quilt by Lucy T. Petway 1921-2004, an impressive 19th century Herder Brothers mantelpiece, and paintings by Thomas Cole 1801-1848, Asher B. Durand 1796-1886, John Frederick Kensett 1816-1872, Richard Mayhew born 1924, and David Alfaro Siqueiros 1896-1974. The final framework, Witness, will feature an impressive salon hang that boasts the breadth and depth of the museum's portrait holdings. The portrait subjects will formally bear witness to the movements of the museum's visitors and the work of our time, which includes creative enactments, teaching, and learning, as well as civic engagement and community service. Artworks include Guaysala Kwakwaka Waka potlatch figures, self-portraits by James Luna 1950-2018, a quilt depicting Shirley Chisholm by Bissa Butler born 1973, and paintings by Kyohei Inyakai 1886-1954, Lois Mela Jones 1905-1998, M.I. Phillips 1788-1865, and Faith Ringgold 1930-2024. An interactive stage will serve as a venue for witnessing live performances and support the museum's public programs and teaching. The American Art Department's curatorial process unfolded through collaboration and was supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, the Terra Foundation for American Art, the Brooklyn Museum's Council for African American Art, and several key individuals. Through work with an advisory committee, monthly Black feminist roundtable conversations, bi-weekly team workshops spanning many of the museum's departments, and hundreds of discussions, the department sought to speak creatively and boldly to the many cultures and communities that the museum serves. Building on the rich contributions of BIPOC thinkers and cultural producers, the framework model offers a way to experiment with representation in the galleries, to explore innovative curatorial ideas and actions, and to systematically center more diverse voices and perspectives. Torjoy, New Frameworks for American Art is organized by Stephanie Sparling Williams, Andrew W. Mellon, Curator of American Art, Caroline Gillespie, Assistant Curator of American Art, Catherine Futter, Senior Curator, Decorative Arts, Liz St. George, Assistant Curator, Decorative Arts, Nancy Rossoff, Andrew W. Mellon, Senior Curator, Arts of the Americas, Dare Turner, Curator of Indigenous Art, with Grace Billingsley and Michael Gibson Prue, Curatorial Assistants, Arts of the Americas and Europe. This exhibition is made possible through support from the Terra Foundation for American Art. Leadership support for this exhibition is provided by Tracy and Philip Rees. Major support is provided by American International Group Incorporated, Sandra Williams Cornwell and W. Don Cornwell, Pfizer Incorporated and the Council for African American Art. Generous support is provided by Liz Ann Fontaine and Robert Buchholz, the Hasso Philanthropic Foundation, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and Kanye Oko.